What Women Are Made Of by Maartje Wessels. It is a beautiful pink sunset in a remote corner of the Drakensberg. Following a St. Dunstan's reunion in KwaZulu-Natal, my war-blinded husband and I take time to go and stay with friends who work with KZN Wildlife. To hike the necessary 5 kilometers along a mountain path to reach a secluded trout-stocked dam, Don and I use our fishing rod to hike in a truck pulling a trailer style. There's not a breath of wind, and the mountain and reeds are perfectly mirrored on the still surface of the dam. With my first cast, I hook a rainbow trout, and with some help, Don lands one of these princely fish too. As a family-focused person, I am open-minded and willing to learn skills usually associated with men. Give me a hook and line, and I'll tie a fisherman's knot. Coming from the Great Karoo, I knew nothing about fishing, so Don had to teach me how to put on bait and determine the depth of my line in the water. But you can give me a hunting rifle and 3 young boys, and I will teach them how to hunt. I'm willing to get my hands dirty by showing the boys how to clean fish, how to slaughter a bird, and how to take out the intestines of an animal after hunting. I'm willing to be the sole driver in the family, and is the only one that is mobile, to shop for clothes, fishing hooks, and all the rest. I've been using Pick and Pay online shopping for a long time, and they are very efficient. It saves me a lot of time not having to drive to the shops. With 2 of the boys being teenagers, they are eating increasingly more, and keeping the cupboards full is in itself a challenge. Regarding hardware shopping, I have, however, given up on figuring out the difference between the different types of bolts and screws. It drives me nuts. Many times it has led to a quarrel between me and Don, so I just hand the printed list provided by Don over to the nearest salesperson. What prepared me for pulling my weight and being willing to bring my proverbial pound of flesh to the table was, I think, my upbringing on a sheep farm in the Great Karoo between Sutherland and Fraserburg. This, together with boarding school throughout my primary and high school years, as well as a year in the army. My mum was an entrepreneur and a role model. In the 1980s, she got permission from the then Coloured Department of Education to start a school and boarding house for farm kids on our family farm. This school saw many farm labourer children from homes where neither the mother nor father could read, now obtain these basic tools to better them in life, and many of them have since reached special heights. Over and above being a full-time teacher on the farm, Mum also made and sold fancy clothes, started the first guest house in the Karoo, and founded Fraserburg School Theatre Festival, which is held annually up until this day. In my own career, I was selected to attend the South African Army Women's College in George. After a year of being shunted around by short, fused corporals, I obtained my nursing degree at Stellenbosch University. I then worked a stone's throw from our current house at Helderberg Hospital for a year, after which I decided to spread my wings. I worked as a registered nurse through an agency all across Greater London for 2 years. It was a time of hard work, but I used the opportunity to travel around Europe and Scandinavia. Coming back to South Africa towards the end of 1999, I met Don through mutual friends. I then enrolled at Stellenbosch University to do my honours degree in intensive care nursing. I stayed in Pinelands for a year while I worked at Vincent Pilotti Hospital. I was 27 years old in the year 2000 when, on top of Table Mountain, Don popped the big question. Even though I knew that it would not be a marriage where husband and wife fulfill the time-honoured gender roles society associates with men and women, I answered yes. With my new degree under my belt and having married Don in 2001, I worked in the intensive care unit for 7 years. I was then promoted to an office job, which meant no more 12-hour shifts in the ICU. I was the clinical risk manager for Mediclinic Vergelegen Hospital in Somerset West for 12 years. In this time, we were blessed with 3 lovely boys. I also completed a higher diploma in nursing management through Stellenbosch at that time. I remember going to bed early, studying between midnight and 2 a.m. and going back to sleep again. I did this for about 4 nights a week. and I completed my course cum laude. During that time, I implemented many quality improvement initiatives at the hospital, and I was honoured to be awarded a Discovery Health Quality Improvement Award for being one of the top three winners in the 2014 annual awards. With the prize money I received, I did short courses in lean management at the Business School of the University of Cape Town. With God's grace, I got promoted to a coveted job at MediClinic's international headquarters in Stellenbosch. I am now responsible for developing and rolling out software applications which improve and standardize processes between the different divisions of MediClinic in the UAE and Southern Africa. Strictly speaking, my new position required a master's degree, so I enrolled for an MA in health innovation at UCT. I was awarded this MA degree cum laude in December 2021. In age, I have just gone past the half-century mark, and if all goes well, as I believe it will, I am soon starting with my PhD. Being married to Don is very rewarding, but with his double disability, it is not always a bed of roses. Don lacks the ability to do many chores, most of which now fall in my lap, or we have to pay someone to fix technical stuff in and around the house. Through the years, St. Dunstan's has, however, played an enormous role by covering costs such as schooling, medical aid, and more. We are very thankful for this. Don, being a house dad, contributes to the household management, tutoring, and sport coaching of the kids. This helps me immensely as I do not have to worry about this at all. We do a lot together. Our kids perform well in academics and sport, and we are complimented on their good manners. It is, however, St. Dunstan's that, as the Afrikaans idiom goes, helps draw the wagon through the river crossing. The great blessing and grace from our Almighty God brings it all together. Finally, there is a picture of me, Don, and my three sons dressed in sporting gear. We all have very proud, broad smiles, and my middle son is holding a trophy. He is also wearing several medals around his neck, which match the trophy.